This is the Shanaki for December 13th, The Truth About Santa, Part 1. For the Shanaki, I'm Patrick McLean. Sorry this week's episode is a little late. I've been hiding out in a small town south of the border. The good news is that the beer is cheap here, and the bad news is, so is the internet service. I actually burned a CD and sent it over the mountains via a llama relay, which also delayed the thing a bit. Now don't get disappointed. This week is a story, not an essay, but it's a little different because this story is true, and it happened to me. And not like The Vampire in the Attic, which was obviously made up. No, strangely enough, this is real. I'd been working on a series for the Shanaki about Santa Claus. You know, jolly old Saint Nick. A light something to take the sting out of the holiday season. And it was very funny. It still is funny. But, well, some things have happened. And I'm afraid to put the story out on the feed. I really wanted to end this year with a bang. In my own country. You know, I don't know what the new year's going to hold, and even though I've been really busy, I wanted to put the Shanaki to bed in 2005 on a real high note. Sing, sing, big finish. So I wrote and wrote and rewrote and scribed away and muttered and went through all the pains that it takes to make a great Shanaki episode. But instead of a three-part series about Santa Claus, I'm drinking piss-warm beer, hiding out in an especially dusty part of Mexico. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm not going to make it home for Christmas. So when I finally got a draft of the story I was happy with, I mailed it off to a friend of mine to give it the once-over. You know, to make sure it was really funny and not too weird or confusing in spots. And then I went Christmas shopping. Of course, I hate Christmas shopping, but this was a week ago, so I figure, hey, I'm ahead of the game. Bopping along through the mall, visions of having all my shopping done in one day, dancing in my head, when I notice this little guy. You know, little person, midget, whatever the politically correct term is. And he's dressed like an elf. I don't give it much thought. I mean, I'm in a mall. There is a Santa here. Probably just something for the kids. Except, he's following me. Oh, the elf's acting all nonchalant. Natural enough, chatting up the sales girls, buying something in the coffee shop. But everywhere I go, there he is. Anyway, I'm right in the middle of Spencer Gifts. And he blocks me in between the adult novelties and the blacklight posters. Okay, little fellow, what gives? Why are you following me around?
Santa doesn't like your story.
What?
The one where you make fun of him.
Excuse me?
You should have some respect for the Santa. That's what we're saying.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, that's good. That's really, really funny. You guys are great. And the great hat, the curly shoes. Who put you up to this? Was it Brandon? Seriously, where did he find you? A service? Should I tip you or something? Are you guys, like, singing telegrams? And the little bugger hauled off and kicked me in the shins.
I'm not kidding, asshole. You don't want to mess with a Kringle. He's got a list, buddy, and you're in the naughty column. You know what happens to people in the naughty column?
What, they get coal in their stocking? Are you nuts? This has got to be some kind of mistake.
There's no mistake. He's very careful about the list. Checks it twice.
You know Santa Claus?
I work for him.
And Santa wants to censor my story?
He's suggesting that for your own benefit, you think twice about putting that piece of crap out on your feed. You're a very creative young man. Just write another one.
You're not from the North Pole, are you?
Nah, I'm from Long Island.
Okay, whatever. This is just too strange to contemplate. Listen, you tell Santa I said... And so help me, I punted the midget out of the way and made a break for it. In the car, I started laughing about it, but I was still a little rattled. I mean, really, there's such a thing as taking a joke too far. But it was a half an hour drive home, and by the time I got there, I was already working on the counter prank for whoever put this thing together. You can think of some pretty surreal pranks involving the Easter Bunny when properly motivated. But when I got home, I found that someone had hung a stocking full of coal over my fireplace. It seems funny, but I assure you, not since James Caan opened up those two fish wrapped in a bulletproof vest have I encountered a clearer and more sinister message. Emotions tore through me in quick succession: rage, fear, anger, confusion. As I sat there, staring at the stocking, that sooty blot in my otherwise peaceful home, I took a deep breath and came to my senses. After all, it was Christmas, and I wasn't about to sink to their level. Oh, no. For the first time in my life, I had a height advantage, and I was going to keep it.
Okay, elves, you want to play it naughty? You want me to say hello to your little friend? That's okay. I'm going to have a Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.